This is Fresh Air. The new comedy series Uncoupled stars Neil Patrick Harris as a gay New Yorker whose long-term relationship abruptly ends. The series was created by Darren Star, known for such shows as Melrose Place and Sex and the City. Our critic at large, John Powers, says that Uncoupled, which drops today on Netflix, delivers exactly what you'd expect from a show by Darren Star.
A while back, I became obsessed by the diaries of Witold Gombrowicz, the great Polish writer who viewed the world through eyes that cut like scalpels. Human life, he said, is a constant war between maturity and immaturity, a war that immaturity ultimately wins. No matter how old and wise we are, or think we are, we remain at bottom adolescents. If anyone in pop culture seems to confirm this idea, it's Darren Star, the hit-making TV producer who began his career with teenagers. He created Beverly Hills 90210, then Melrose Place. And in a sense, he never left them behind. Whether it's Sex and the City, Younger, or the fatuous Emily in Paris, Star creates fizzy, crowd-pleasing series whose characters never seem to act remotely as old as they're supposed to be. This is even true of his bouncily bingeable new Netflix comedy, Uncoupled, which centers on gay men nearing 50. Neil Patrick Harris stars as Michael, a high-end Manhattan real estate agent whose cozy domestic life is shipwrecked when, out of the blue, he's dumped by his partner of 17 years, Colin. That's Tuck Watkins. Suddenly and unhappily single, this somewhat prim, wisecracking middle-aged man finds himself thrown into today's youth-centric gay culture, in which one takes below-the-belt selfies to put on Grindr. Of course, like Carrie Bradshaw, Michael doesn't face Sex in the City alone. He's got an energetic business partner, Suzanne, vividly played by Tisha Campbell, and two great friends whose sex lives could hardly be more different. Whereas Billy, that's Emerson Brooks, is a cool, narcissistic TV weatherman who plows through younger men. The less buff, more vulnerable Stanley, wonderfully played by Brooks Ashmanskas, is a witty gallery owner who trades in romantic futility. This posse helps Michael as he indulges difficult clients, Marcia Gay Harden turns up as a rich, recently abandoned wife, and explores the new romantic possibilities that pop up in seemingly every episode. Here, Michael goes to a club with Stanley and Billy, who's instantly on the phone trolling the room for a conquest.
Oh, 20-something else, less than 50 feet away. Very cute.
Billy, we are here to support our friends, not abandon him for a hookup.
I'm just showing him how easy it is. Oh, he's so into me.
I am not interested in getting back in the game looking at naked selfies on my phone.
What are you looking for, dinner and a movie? And come on, you must have fooled around with other guys during your relationship.
Not really. I put the mono in monogamy.
Or monotony. Up top.
If and when I'm ready to have to put myself out there, oh Jesus, I can't believe I'm even saying this. I want it to be a little special.
Good luck with that, sweetie. Nowadays, special is when they still want to have sex with you after you show up.
I think they're all special, like snowflakes, no two alike. You just got to get them before they melt. Don't wait up, boys.
She can torture a metaphor, but she always gets her man-child.
Now, Uncoupled is a bit raunchier than Star's earlier work. And if seeing Neil Patrick Harris's bare bottom is on your bucket list, I've got good news. Your dream has come true. That said, the show displays all the somewhat passé Star hallmarks, from its glamorizing of upscale urban life to its dialogue laced with carefully tailored quips. There's a killer line here about Charlie Rose. No psychological realist, Star likes to dream up characters who are essentially types, then figure out amusing ways of giving their adolescent antics and attitudes a bit of emotional shading. This approach is tailor-made for Harris, who exudes the poised charm of one who always wants us to think that he's just sauntered in from a Fred Astaire movie. If he sometimes comes off a tad smug, that works well here. Michael starts off smug, too. And it's fun to watch Harris go for a somewhat deeper emotional register than usual. It's not the deepest I've seen him. He had a lovely, touching turn on HBO Max's terrific series, It's a Sin. But I enjoyed watching his customary savoir-faire lose some of its lamination. Although Uncoupled probably feels unusually personal to Star and Harris, both openly gay men of a certain age, the show is too busy being lively to deal seriously with the loss a man would feel on losing a relationship of 17 years. It's tempting to criticize Uncoupled for being superficial. Melrose Place is Tolstoyan by comparison. Yet to fault the show for its lack of depth is almost to miss the point. You see, Starr's approach is not to cannonball into life's deep end. Instead, he gestures at the hard things you would find there. Aging, loneliness, selfishness, betrayal. Then leads us back to the shallow end of the pool, where we can splash around having fun.
John Powers reviewed the new Netflix series, Uncoupled, starring Neil Patrick Harris. On Monday's show, writer Kirk Wallace Johnson tells the story of a bitter conflict that arose along the Texas coast in the 70s when Vietnam War refugees settled in the area and began trawling for shrimp. White fishermen and the Ku Klux Klan targeted the newcomers, leading to assaults, arsons, a shooting death, and a federal lawsuit aimed at stopping the attacks. Hope you can join us.